Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, and we're having sort of a blizzard here, whiteouts occasionally from the high winds. And winter keeps pounding us, and I guess thunderstorms and tornadoes keep pounding Larry. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart, a little bit calmer today. Of course, you and I both have been getting hit with cyber attacks, so, wow, we're still up there, but we're sure getting hit. I went through it all morning today.
Yeah, I think they just don't like what we're saying, and they're trying to censor as many people as they can. What do you do? I wanted to read a little bit of scripture here from Habakkuk or Habakkuk, however you want to pronounce it. And it's about the Antichrist, and Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 14, if you want to look it up, that the king of Babylon is, in fact, called Lucifer. And a lot of people tie Lucifer and Antichrist together. So it's king of Babylon that these three verses I'm going to read to you. Shall not all these, the nations that we have spoiled and messed up, shall not all these take up a parable against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him that increases that which is not his. How long? And to him that ladeth himself with thick clay, shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee and awake that shall vex thee, and thou shalt be booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations. All the remnant of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for vengeance of the land, of the city, and all that dwell therein. Now, that's a reference to the nation of Babylon and the king of Babylon. And if you do your study and you do your homework, America is Babylon the Great. New York City is the great city Babylon. And what this is saying basically is we go out as a hammer of the whole earth. We destroy nations. We do all kinds of things to them. We murder millions in the process. And they get sick of it. The nations of the world get sick of it. And they decide we have to take America out. We're getting close to that problem right now, where the nations are going, they're already uneasy. We got the trade deficits and trade wars and whatnot. So anyway, Larry, what is going on with DEPCA files and their report? It sounds like Israel's about to be attacked. And of course, Israel's known as the little Satan. We're known as the big Satan. What do you think is going on here?
Well, let me lead off with Drudge Headlines Today, and then I'll lead into that story. Drudge Headlines Today on Saturday is U.S. bombs away, Russian warning, Trump orders strikes in Syria, claims proof of gas attack, 71 of 103 missiles shot down. And, you know, I know everybody, when we talked about this on our show last night, as soon, I guess, as we got off the show, the pause was off. And the missiles were flying, yeah. And the president was on television talking about it. Well, now that that's over, and we think it's a one-time thing, and we don't think there's much more to it, DEPCA's headlines leading out of Israel today says Russia and Iran prepare multi-level response attack for U.S.-led precision strike on Syria. And, of course, the second header of breaking news out of Israel says Israel has declared a no-fly zone over the Golan and east of the Jordan River closed to all traffic. And then a third breaking news report out of Depka file today says Syria empties its air bases to Russian locations and Hezbollah withdraws to Lebanon for preps of war. And so there we are, Stuart. It looks like something's heating up rather ominously. And if you'll remember, Russia had made a remark. You remember, I believe it was Putin said that if you bomb Syria, our ally, we will bomb Israel, your ally. And so now, Stuart, the reports out of the Times of Israel and Depka file and other media in Israel says that Iran is threatening to bomb Tel Aviv, Israel, and Haifa, the port of Israel.
Wow. Well, it wouldn't take much to get this thing rolling, actually. And we know what this is all about. I can't think of the guy's name. He's general. He was head of NATO for a long time. He got in trouble with a woman, got compromised. And so they brought him back home. Wesley Clark.
Yeah, Wesley Clark.
Well, there's a YouTube video of him where they interviewed him. And he said that he was told by higher-ups that America wanted to destroy, remember what I just read, folks, wanted to destroy or overturn seven Middle East nations, of which Syria was one of them. They did do it to Iraq, and they did it to Libya. Now they're working on Iran. And whether they're going to accomplish this goal, who knows? I mean, if they start messing with Israel, though, they're coming against a creator, which I guess they don't even believe exists. But they're going to find out he does, and they're going to find it out the hard way. I got an article here from L.A. Mazzulli. Nasrallah, I guess, is he a leader over there?
Nasrallah, he's the head of Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Okay, he's what he says, Israel in direct combat with Iran. So the war is on, evidently, according to him. This is unprecedented. In 7 years, he says, that Israel directly targets Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Nasrallah said, adding, this is a turning point for the region, and what came before is not what will come after. That sounds like a pretty good threat to me. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think you're exactly right. Yeah, Nasrallah, he is the leader of the Hezbollah terror group, you know, in Lebanon, and they've been working with the Iranians and the Syrians in Syria fighting there. And, of course, if you'll remember, Nasrallah, the Hezbollah, is the one that has something like 10,000 missiles aimed at Israel, and that Lebanon was really on schedule to be the next war. The next major war was planned was an invasion of Syria and Lebanon, and that may not be out of the cards yet.
Okay, the number six thing from Marzulli, Israel is in the crosshairs of Turkey, Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas. It is possible that Trump received intel of a possible coordinated strike on Israel, and by moving a fleet of ships and firing the missiles, this sent a warning shot across the bow. I think that's probably the most likely scenario, don't you think? That this was a warning? Don't do it?
Well, Stuart, if you want to add that in, what you just said, and link it up with reports I was getting of a possible evacuation of some people from Israel because of what was coming, and then link into that also the major deployment of U.S. and Israeli missile systems all across Israel and the activation of Israeli defense forces over the last 2 months, I think you may be accurate.
Well, if this were to happen, I'm just running a scenario here. Let's say they start launching all these missiles at Israel. Israel will actually have to use either the Samson option and nuke Damascus. Because you remember Damascus, we had reports and we reported on it about how Damascus had a whole bunch of chemical head missiles that they were planning on shooting over to Israel. And didn't we just see a dream or a vision of somebody that said exactly that?
Well, that's accurate, but we have seen the reports themselves some time back of Syrian missiles with warheads that were being prepped.
Yeah. So let's say they do that. What's Israel going to do? They're not going to have any options. They'll have to take out Damascus. There we are, Isaiah chapter 17. And I've long thought that when we see Isaiah 17 occur, we know exactly where we are on the Lord's timeline. And it's not going to be very soon thereafter. And who knows what Iran's going to do now. Because they know they are also in the crosshairs of Israel's weaponry. So it's a very good possibility. You might try and preempt. Because that Daniel 8 kind of sounds like a preemption. And there was a rabbi over there in Israel that did a lot of research on Daniel 8. And he claims that the he-goat is actually the United States of America. And that the ram is Iran. And that we come across not even hitting the ground. In other words, it's a huge aerial attack. And we all but destroy Iran, or at least neutralize her. So you can see how all this is starting to really shape up. What else you got? We only got a few minutes. This is a quick update.
Yeah, we might tell people that Art Bell, the famous radio host, you know, of the Midnight Show, passed away. Or they basically, the report says Art Bell found dead in Nevada desert. It reports Pahrump radio based host Art Bell dies at 72, and they are going to do an autopsy, I hear.
Yeah, it was a very strange. I didn't even realize he was sick. I do remember the show I did with him. I'm going to post that in honor of him because that was a really interesting show we did. And it's too bad. He was the best as far as of all the interviewers out there. In radio land, I'd have to say Art Bell ranked number one, basically. Even though he mixed up a lot of stuff and did a lot of paranormal, a lot of anti-Christian and whatnot, there was some truth in what he had to say, and some very interesting characters were interviewed by Art. So did you hear, I think it was on Drudge, did you replay that guy that called in from Area 51 scared to death about the aliens and what they were doing and how they were going to call the planet?
Yeah, I did, Stuart. And what's interesting is right after that and after Malachi Martin, he was taken off the air after his son was taken and abused and his wife had problems and she died. And, I mean, he's had a time.
Well, when they come after somebody, that's what they do. They attempt to destroy. And we're in an evil matrix, folks, whether you believe it or not. Space-time continuum is the matrix. And we're trapped in it. We're prisoners in it. And the Lord Jesus Christ came here and gave us a way out. And it's just too bad that probably 90% of, obviously, the Christians don't take that way out, even though they think they do. All you got to read is Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus says to the multitudes, millions, I never knew you. People ought to ponder that one for a little while as to what that meant and why he said what he said. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on for the briefing. Bad news possibly coming down the pike here shortly. We'll have to wait and find out how all that works. Doesn't sound good, though, does it? Any final word other than heads up?
Yeah, I just tell people to keep some type of shortwave communication or something handy and watch the news. Something's going on, and we're not told all the truth.
Yeah. Okay, folks, well, good night, and keep your heads up. We know something's coming, and remember what the Lord said. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Anyway, good night.